You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Thank you, Jess. This is Hannah Everingham with a brand new track called Giving Up the Dog. We're chatting with Hannah on the other side of this. You're on BFM Breakfast.
Dress up nice, fancy shirt, new cologne, hold my purse, say Roman holiday, book the car, take the plane, is it worth it? Giving up the dog. Paint your shoes for the parade. Get a girl and give her your name. And have kids, have quite a lot. Then get a divorce and everyone's shocked. Is it worth it? Giving up the dog. Say I wanna leave town on a motorbike. I wanna reach out, I wanna let loose, I wanna cut ties. I've been in a suit all of my life. Is it worth it? Giving up the dog. So go find your stick in the woods, bring it home, bring it for good. If it's worth it, giving up, giving up, giving up, giving up. Brush your cheek against mine and say it will all be alright. Look me dead in the eyes. You know everyone cries, giving up the dog.
Giving Up the Dog by Hannah Everingham. Morena Hannah, how are you?
Kia ora. I'm good.
Kia ora. Nice to have you in the studio, fresh off the plane from New York City.
Yeah.
Ooh, very flash. Yeah. What were you doing over there?
I was doing some music, doing some Christmas.
Nice. Bit of music, bit of Christmas.
Doing all the New York stuff. No, yeah, basically music and having fun.
What was, when you say music, were you playing, were you recording, writing, what was the setup?
Yeah, I did some shows, I was doing a lot of writing, and then I also, so I have a new album that's coming out in March, so just some work for that, which is going to be fun, excited to release that. Yeah, and then doing thinking about the next album after that.
That's a good sort of like stack of events you've got going there. Okay, we've got an album already ready to go. Maybe we'll play some shows in New York. Why not? Was there a particular reason for New York for you? Is it just somewhere that appeals to you? Or?
Yeah, well, fortunately, I have family there. Cool. And that was why it was, for me, it was possible because of that reason. I mean, it's a crazy place, but awesome place at the same time.
And crazy time to be there as well, because it's freezing, snow, ice, everything going on.
And it's so funny. I was walking around, like, you know, seeing friends and saying to them, like, oh my God, it's -5 degrees today. And they were like, because it's Fahrenheit, you know?
Oh.
And they're like, don't you mean like 26? I was like, no, it's not 26
it's
today.
It's not 26 degrees. Tell you what.
Yeah.
This new album, Siempre Tienes Flores?
Yes.
My pronunciation a bit average there. Tell us a wee bit about this record, because the track we just heard is the most recent single from it, and it's beautiful, and it's thoughtful, and it's kind of a bit sort of strange, some of these ideas. What was going on for you with this album?
This album was, I guess, just a collection. So I recorded my first album in March 2022. That's Between Bodies, which is like out. You can listen to it online at the moment. And then I wanted to follow up on a whole lot of other work that I had collected in a different way. And so me and Thomas Asbister, who I worked with for the first album, we kind of embarked on this project as well. And we recorded me and some friends live, the bandmates live, and kind of captured that in this album. So there's a mix of like percussion and guitar and bass and this kind of live album thing. But it's not a live album, but it's this sort of...
capturing that feeling a little bit, yeah.
Which for me was different from the first one, which felt more introspective in the writing itself.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a nice looseness to these tracks, which I've really enjoyed. It sort of gives it like a bit of breathing room, perhaps, or some like thinking space or something around it. What was the process of writing like for you, especially compared to that first record? Did you feel like it was quite different, or did you just treat it in a different way?
Yeah, I think it was like I had a different perspective having recorded the first set of work, and then all of these songs I think on this record actually were kind of written in a very short space of time, and it feels to me like a condensed thing.
Yeah.
More so than the first album's writing was, which was like a collection of stuff that came from different places.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there were some kind of ideas perhaps that anchor this record coming out of one specific time, maybe?
Yeah, and I think like part of that ended up being the sort of resistance against, because we recorded it in winter, like the depths of a winter in Ōtautahi, and it's like cold. I mean,
it's proper cold.
You know, it's cold and it's damp, and like, and this album is almost like, to me, it's like warm and summery almost. I don't know if that's... I don't know.
No, I agree. Yeah, I totally... It feels like
light.
Imagining yourself... Yeah, light into a different space, perhaps, in the middle of that.
Yeah.
What were you kind of finding yourself writing about? Was there specific events or just ideas? What was that process like?
Well, actually, I think part of this album also included a collection of stuff that... There's some songs in Spanish of mine that... I write in Spanish sometimes, not all the time, but so this is the first record that's got a couple songs in a different language, like, you know, and that's kind of a different idea for me, was like, how do you express, like, what's calling you to like express something in a different way?
Yeah.
So yeah, this album for me, it was basically like a lot of fun and just like more of a fun, lighthearted energy, but still deep and sad in its own way, but like trying to make...
treating it lightly, as you said.
Yeah.
That's a nice space to be working from. And also I think trying to capture that live feeling gives you room to be a wee bit looser with yourself, perhaps. With your bandmates, do you discuss much about your writing process with them, or do you kind of just present them with songs and see what they do?
Yeah, that's, for me, that's how I like to work, is to sort of take the song to them. And I remember having a conversation with Doug, who plays percussion on this record, and I said, like, you know, do you want anything? Like, is there anything useful that you want? Like, because I personally feel like I like listening, and I don't really like looking at things because they kind of distract me from listening to the music and playing. And he said, like, oh, you know, just send me the lyrics. Like, I don't need anything else. Like,
yeah.
He's like, just send me the lyrics. I like looking at the words.
Oh, nice.
Like, yeah. As a percussionist, I thought that was really cool. Like, an interesting approach.
Yeah,
to
totally.
Be like, I just like the poetry and to catch, like, what that is.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
It feels like a really nice team you've kind of assembled around you. And that must be a nice feeling coming out of, you know, when you release like a debut record, there's all that sort of weird specific pressure around that. Then obviously second albums have a lot of like stress attached to them. Doesn't feel like that with this record though, I have to say from you. It feels like you're stepping into this one very confidently. It sounds awesome.
And oh, thanks.
Maybe that's to do with the team as well. Does it feel like you've got good people around you for this project?
Yeah, and I think there was... When you are doing stuff, when you write songs and you're sort of a solo artist, if you know, for me, I guess I'm a solo artist. It's my name that's out there.
Yeah.
But you need people around you, like everyone does in whatever
totally.
They're doing.
Yeah.
And to have the support of people who just like what you do and you like what they do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like outside of music and just your life in general, like that's a nice feeling, having friends, I guess.
it's good to have friends. One thing to take away from this chat today, it's good to have friends, guys. But for real though, and I do think as well, when, as you say, you're working as a solo artist, actually knowing that it doesn't all have to just be you is quite a,
yeah,
you know, perhaps freeing feeling, yeah, as well.
And I think part of that is, like, it can be easy to assume that you need to be the salt, like, take all of this responsibility and do this, all of this, because you are the solo person and, you know.
Yeah.
But actually, it's also, like, taking a step away and being like, actually, like, you know, people can help and, or people want to help.
Yeah, yeah.
People want to be involved and, you know, bringing people into your space is, like, also an amazing thing.
Mm, yeah. It's an exciting part of the process. This is coming out via Leather Jacket Records. That's an Ototahi imprint, eh?
Yeah.
They've put some really cool stuff out recently. How did you link up with them?
Yeah, well, I think I sort of came across this stuff last year through different releases, like Ringlets especially.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of knew we'd cross paths, and I wanted the record to go somewhere that was felt right, and like to be able to press some vinyl has been really like important for me for this record, and with them it was really like easy. And I'm excited to release it.
It's very cool. It's so, you know, feels real when you have the thing physically in your hand, eh?
Yeah.
That will be very exciting. Have you got to touch it yet?
Well, no. So I think it lands like maybe today in Christchurch.
Ooh.
So
excited.
Maybe I'll see when I get back down there.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for stopping off and having a chat with us en route back to Ototahi. Hannah Everingham, when is the album actually out?
So the album is coming out on March the 15th via Leather Jacket Records. And if you want to pre-order it, you can just head to my Bandcamp or look me up, Hannah Everingham, online. And, you know, you'll probably find a link somewhere.
Yeah. Have a Google.
You know, a link tree might appear somewhere.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming in today. Really looking forward to the album. We're going to listen to Mercury, which is, I think, the opening track from the record. Is that right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yep. Thanks for coming in. We'll see you soon.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.